NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. The Biden administration is restricting air travel from multiple countries in southern Africa over concerns about a new coronavirus variant. The newly identified Omicron variant was first detected in South Africa. President Biden said Sunday the new travel restrictions are a precautionary measure. He'll provide an update this morning. Scientists have reacted more quickly to Omicron than any other COVID variant. Mike Bauer reports.
In just 36 hours from the first signs of trouble in South Africa on Tuesday, researchers analyzed samples from 100 infected COVID patients, collated the data, and alerted the world. And while it will take scientists some weeks to understand the Omicron variant, including how quickly it can spread and what the illness from infection with the variant looks like, the World Health Organization has already labeled Omicron a variant of concern, which means it could be more transmissible, more virulent, or more able to evade the protection guaranteed by vaccines than the original strain of COVID. According to news reports this morning, Omicron has now reached North America, with two cases confirmed in Ontario.
Opening statements begin this morning in New York City in the sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell. Sarah Lee Kessler with a preview.
The 59-year-old British woman, the late Jeffrey Epstein's former gal pal, faces serious charges. Here's U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss.
Maxwell played a critical role in helping Epstein to identify, befriend, and groom minor victims for abuse. In some cases, Maxwell participated in the abuse herself.
Maxwell has been held without bail since her arrest in New Hampshire in July 2020. She's pleaded not guilty.
Shoppers will be hunting for deals online today as it's Cyber Monday. Data firm Adobe Analytics suggests online sales will top $11 billion. That would be 4% more than last year. And Merriam-Webster's word of the year is vaccine. Interest in the word grew, with lookups online spiking more than 600%. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.